And we've made it to Tuesday. Good to have you with us. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK. The Colville School Board, they'll be holding a special meeting tomorrow evening. That'll be getting underway at 5 o'clock at the district office. They'll be introducing candidates for the board director, district number 3. They'll hold their executive session, evaluate the qualifications of the candidates, and then appoint a director for district number 3, provided the decision is reached by the board. If you want to listen in, you can call, you can use Zoom to access the Colville meeting, or you want to be there at the Colville district office. That special meeting for the Colville School Board tomorrow evening, that'll be at 5 o'clock. Another quick reminder about a meeting coming up in March. This is for the Lake Roosevelt Walleye Club. A special speaker at the meeting, and they are inviting all anglers to join them March 12th at the Kettle Falls Gun Club. That'll be 6 in the evening. Ken House, a longtime successful competitor in the Washington State Governor's Cup Walleye Tournament, he'll be speaking on walleye fishing in Lake Roosevelt. You want to come learn how to be more successful at reeling in those walleyes? Well, mark it on your calendar. That's coming up March the 12th at the Kettle Falls Gun Club.
There's a new real estate firm in Colville. Four Degrees Real Estate, based in Spokane, has opened their first branch office in Colville. The agents at Four Degrees Real Estate have the experience you need and want when it comes to selling or buying real estate in the Tri-County area, whether it's homes or land or commercial. From start to finish, Four Degrees agents advocate for their clients with professionalism and understanding. Call branch managing broker Len Brandt at 509-680-3916 to schedule a no-obligation meeting to find out the value of your home or to learn more about real estate investing. Four Degrees Real Estate, your new choice for real estate in Northeast Washington.
Hey, today is the day that very special visitor at the New Health Colville Dental. That's coming up today. The Tooth Fairy, going to be spreading smiles and handing out goodie bags. You can stop by. You don't have to be a patient. But let's talk. Here's a little bit when we talked with the Tooth Fairy.
Hi, I'm the Tooth Fairy, and I'm going to be hanging out at New Health Colville Dental, where my friends Dr. Williamson and Dr. Garcia make sad teeth happy again. This event is held once a year. I'll be there Wednesday, February 28th from 3 to 5, handing out goodies and hanging out with some of my friends. We're inviting the whole entire community. Kids of all ages are welcome. You don't have to be our patient. Just come and meet the Tooth Fairy. So I'm going to be dressed up. I have a magic wand, and we have goodie bags and some toys, and I might have some helpers that will be dressed up also. When I'm not collecting teeth, I'm in an epic battle with yucky little creatures called the sugar bugs. Those meanies love to make happy teeth sad. It's my mission to stop them. How do I do that, you ask? By teaching my friends the importance of brushing and flossing your teeth. Did you know that brushing twice and flossing once can save your teeth from the sugar bugs? So do your best to help me fight the battle against the sugar bugs and brush and floss your teeth. When the time is right and the moon is full, we make happy and healthy teeth into fairy dust. Only happy, healthy teeth can be fairy dust. For those of you who I've missed at your home, don't worry. You'll have a chance to meet me. Just come and see me and you'll get some goodies then. Maybe the Tooth Fairy hasn't been to their house before, but that's why I'm here at this event, to hand out goodies and make sure that you know that we really appreciate you taking good care of your teeth. Okay, friends, can't wait to see you Wednesday, February 28th from 3 to 5 p.m. at New Health Colville Dental, 161 East 3rd Avenue, Colville, Washington. Come and meet me, the Tooth Fairy.
Everyone is invited this afternoon. That'll be 3 till 5. That at the New Health Colville Dental at 161 East 3rd.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
Just a little over a week left to go in the legislative session. Let's get an update from one of our two state representatives. It's Capitol Report with Jacqueline Maycomer.
Welcome to Capitol Report. I'm John Satyeth. My guest is 7th District State Representative Jacqueline Maycomer from Republic. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Some good news came when Democrats announced they would give public hearings on three of the initiatives, including one that you pushed for on the House floor last month. That's a parental bill of rights. Talk to us about that.
Well, first of all, I feel like they were pressured into it because the public wants this over and over again. They want to be heard. The public is tired of the legislature making broad strokes and legislation that they've voted against over and over again and forcing people into higher taxes and less rights. So first of all, Initiative 2111, which would prohibit the state and local personal income taxes, and income tax is against the Constitution, and people have voted it down. 2081 initiative is the Parents' Bill of Rights that will be heard on Wednesday, and that pretty much says what used to be reality. Parents have a right to understand what's happening in their children's education. And then Initiative 2113, which would restore vehicular pursuits for law enforcement, is also being heard on Wednesday. We've requested over and over again as House Republicans, we used parliamentary procedures to make sure they were on the record for a vote. The majority party voting against these initiatives for having hearings, and then they come out and decide to have hearings. So please go to ledge.wa.gov and have your voice be heard. If you put those initiative numbers in the login, instead of touching bill, you touch initiative, you can have your voice heard. Written testimony, just your name and whether you're pro or con on these initiatives makes a huge difference. And I've seen bills pass or not pass because people have signed in.
So it's also budget week in the legislature, including the capital budget. I know you've worked to secure funding for some district projects. Can you share some quick details?
Yeah, we got some huge wins in the district. Once again, the capital budget is not tax dollars. They are kind of interest on bonds that the state has, and so we use them for infrastructure for our districts. The OMAC Arena got new lighting projects. Roof for the Boys and Girls Club and Brewster and Ponderay County got ambulance services and mental health. And the Republic Airport got some funding. So these are all good things. We're going to negotiate them, finish them off, and then it's usually one of the last things we do for session.
And the session ends on March 7th. In Olympia, this has been Capitol Report from Washington House Republicans.
There's going to be a production at Woodland Theater starting this weekend. It's called Into the Woods. It'll be a musical journey through all your favorite fairy tales. We talked with Cinderella about that production.
My name is Mary Jordan Braley, and I am a newcomer actress and singer. I just moved to Kettle Falls, and I passed auditions for the role of Cinderella in the new musical Into the Woods. Into the Woods will be showing in March, the first three weekends. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There will be four showings each weekend, Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sundays at 2 p.m. It is a musical written by Stephen Sondheim, but drawing on familiar fairy tales. These fairy tales include Cinderella, Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf, Rapunzel. There's a witch, of course. There always has to be a witch. We even get to see Snow White and Sleeping Beauty make an appearance. There are about 30 cast members, but including crew and lights, it's about 50. We have people as young as 13 years old, and we have a gentleman in his 70s as well, and everything in between. So we've been rehearsing regularly since the first week of January, and it's really fun because everybody has a big personality, and everybody likes to be funny and show off in their own little way, and that makes for just a very good time when we're all at rehearsal feeding off each other's energy. There's a lot of giggles. Working with different ages is fun because there's different ranges of senses of humor, but everyone really gets along. It's really fun to have our Saturday potluck. Since we rehearse all day on Saturday, we have a potluck so that everyone can eat lunch and just have a good time together and joke around outside of rehearsing. The set is pretty cool because it's called Into the Woods. So there are woods, there are a lot of trees and things that will happen to change the set as well as the story develops. There's also a tower that will be climbed during the play, which is really neat. The songs, people may not recognize these songs from their day-to-day, but every main character has their own song. Like Cinderella has a song, Jack has a song when he climbs the beanstalk. Cinderella's song is called On the Steps of the Palace. Well, she's trying to make a big decision, the first big decision she's ever made in her life. You know, does she let the prince catch her or does she run away? Jack sings about there are giants in the sky because he's climbed the beanstalk and discovered this whole new world. It's really very moving. I would encourage everyone to get their tickets as soon as possible because these musicals tend to sell out, I've heard. So you can get your tickets in person at the Colville Chamber of Commerce or at the door if you're lucky and it hasn't sold out. What I recommend doing is buying the tickets online at tix.com. That's T-I-X.com. That way you can pick your seats in advance and make sure you get those seats. Tickets are $10 for the first showing and then $15 for adults after that, $12 for students and seniors.
Shows are going to be the first three weekends in March. The show times for Friday, March 1st, 8th and 15th, 7 in the evening. Two productions on Saturdays, the 2nd, the 9th, and the 16th. That'll be at 1 and 7 in the evening. On Sundays, March 3rd, 10th, and 17th, there will be shows at 2 in the afternoon. Service or repair your lawn and garden equipment now. Don't make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. You know, some shops take weeks, months, even years to repair your mowers, tillers, chainsaws, and weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill and the professional staff at Sun Rental 380 South Main for fast, honest service. You can call them 509-684-1522 if you've got any questions. Hundreds of millions of dollars to support schools can be found in two state budgets. They've been passed by the Senate. Tracy Ellis has more on that.
Nearly $72 billion operating budget includes over $242 million for schools. Senate Republican operating budget lead Linda Wilson says it addresses Republican concerns about student attendance and special education services.
Kids can't learn if they aren't in school, and that is addressed in this budget with a bill looking at those kids that aren't in attendance. And addressing special education has been at the top of our list for a while now, and we're pleased that the cap was raised and that there were special advocates to help those families navigate the system.
Senator Mark Schessler heads up Senate Republicans' efforts on the capital budget. He says that $1.3 billion spending plan has more than $121 million and new policies for school construction.
This is the biggest change in school construction in my 32 years, because school construction is one thing that the state is supposed to be a partner in.
Both proposals also include major investments in behavioral health and public safety. Senate and House budget leaders will now work to complete the final state budgets. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.
The WSU Cougars, of course, this past Saturday, losing to Arizona State. WSU actually stays in the top 25 and moved up a little. Washington State now ranked 19th. Of course, keep in mind, at the time Washington State last Thursday defeated then fourth-ranked Arizona. This week's top 25, Arizona did drop down to sixth. Now Gonzaga, they are back in the top 25. Gonzaga 23rd with their 22-6 record. Gonzaga receiving 184 votes, Washington State 361, Arizona 11,884. Now, St. Mary's, of course, they are undefeated in league play, having defeated Gonzaga twice. St. Mary's ranked 17th in the top 25 polls. Thursday night, it's going to be WSU taking on USC. It's USC Thursday. Saturday afternoon, WSU-UCLA, and then the end of the regular Pac-12 season when the Cougars take on Washington. That'll be a 5:30 pregame next Thursday. By the way, Washington did get 4 votes in that top 25 poll. Thursday night, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 tip-off. WSU takes on USC. Former NFL star Richard Sherman did get his bail set yesterday, $5,000. That following the weekend arrest for suspicion of driving under the influence. He was pulled over early Saturday, going 79 in a 60-mile-per-hour zone on Interstate 405. The State Patrol says his eyes were bloodshot and watery. Sherman said, well, he had 2 margaritas. He declined to take a breath test. He was processed and on Monday released after his bail hearing.
If you are a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Parker's Glass with the same great service as always. Get it fixed fast. Call Parker's Glass at 509-684-6034 or stop by 791 North Highway. We should see sunshine on through this afternoon, 36 for an afternoon high. Very likely we're going to see 1 to 2 inches of snow overnight with a low of 25 here in the valley. Snow tomorrow morning, then turning to rain. Expect gusty winds to 25 miles per hour, a high on Wednesday of 42 degrees. Rain and snow likely all the way through Saturday night, partly sunny by Sunday. Parker's Glass in Colville, they'll fix that ding or crack in your windshield before it causes real damage. Give them a call, 509-684-6034, or see them at 791 North Highway. Tuesday, glad you could be with us here on the radio. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.